My name is Sarah Richardson, and I'm a member of the board of directors here at KBBI. I am also a parent of two children who attend the elementary schools here in Homer. I'm here today to express my appreciation and my immense gratitude to the educators and all of the support staff at Paul Banks and West Homer Elementary Schools. In a mere 10 days, these educators completely retooled and redesigned learning for the rest of the school year. What began as a simple need survey sent out to all of our school families ballooned into an entire chain of caring that, in my opinion, is simply world class. In the past few weeks, I've learned more about an educator's worth than ever before. The two teachers I work with, Catherine Hayworth and Jennifer Olson, have shown me that education is so much more than it was in my day. And thank goodness. Long gone are the days of kids sitting in rows, plowing through worksheets and top-down lectures. What's going on at our schools right now is an impressive collaboration between our teachers and the staff who support them. In our Paul Banks classroom, the day starts with a class-wide Zoom meeting that is as much about framing the day's learning as it is about giving kids a chance to connect and share. Simple games and themes keep the kids connected to each other and look forward to the next day. Zoom is a different dynamic for sure, from a teacher's home like straight into ours. We've watched poetry lessons taking place in a teacher's living room, story time from a teacher's barnyard in the middle of a drift of piglets, and another teacher tromping through the snow of her backyard teaching nature lessons. It is personal and it is outstanding. In our West Homer classroom, morning Zoom meetings are optional but hugely attractive as our classroom teacher brings humor and learning to our living room every day. Small group meetings, one-on-one learning, and daily journaling make sure that this classroom teacher is on top of what's going on with our kids. I hear from principals that everyone at the schools is putting in longer hours than they ever were. There's one-on-one tutoring taking place, weekly check-ins with parents, kitchen teams are preparing meals for kids who need them, PE and art classes are being delivered online. Even the cleaning team is working hard to make sure that schools are safe and clean for the staff who are there and for our inevitable return to school. The Paul Banks PTA needs a special mention. They've stepped up to the plate in an incredible way. As soon as it was clear that school wasn't going back, the PTA met with educators and are right now on the ground helping families in any way they can. You don't hear much about them, but they're there, working quietly in the background, making sure that Paul Banks families are well taken care of. And of course, none of this can happen without the leadership of Principals Eric Peterson and Eric Waltenbaugh. Peterson's energy and positive attitude set the tone for all of Paul Banks. His weekly videos are personal and inspiring to all of his little students. Waltenbaugh's emotional intelligence is on full display here. He understands where his students and staff are at and delivers thoughtful messages that cut to the heart of what's really happening in our lives. As a parent, I'm incredibly grateful for the team of educators and professionals that we have at our schools. I know that having a positive relationship with teachers is critical to a child's success in school and later in life. So even though our school's year end got completely upended, the kids are going to be all right, thanks in large part to the exceptional hard work being done by our school teams and our volunteers. So this is Sarah Richardson, and I know you're supposed to hug a teacher, but really, please, if you see a teacher or you see a member of the school team, please don't hug them.